How did this get started?
I think that we were talking about doing some kind of literacy work and service work. And so Barb and Aaron Taylor and I had all gotten together and were talking. And I think I must have come across this on the internet somehow. And so 3Rs is originally based out of Champaign-Urbana, I think. And so I contacted them because they had a couple of offshoots, and they said, if you're interested in volunteering and you want to gather books in your community, contact us. So I contacted Barbara Kessler, who sort of organizes the 3Rs out of Champaign-Urbana, and she just sort of said, just start collecting books. We'll find a prison library for you to work with. And she got us in contact with Hill Correctional Center, which is out of Galesburg. And so we just started collecting books for them, and we're hoping to also be able to collect books for Three Rivers, I think it's Three Rivers, and Canton, when they get a prison librarian, and some of the other prisons that are near us.
Is this the first collection you've done, or you've been doing this for a while?
We just started collecting about, beginning of December, middle of December? Mm-hmm. So mid-December, we just sort of sent out an email blast and started a Facebook page. So this is the first collection. So this will be the first time they come and visit. And then we're hoping every 3-4 months to be able to donate more books to the libraries that we can service.
The email blast, who did you reach out to?
Just friends, and we posted on Facebook, and we got a lot of people to sort of reply. That's how we found we got a great donation from the Friends of the Library through Facebook, through one of our friends, mutual friends on Facebook, being able to put us in contact with them. And they were like, we would love to help, and we have tons of books that we can give. So,
why did you think it was important to do this?
Because everybody deserves a right to read. So Barb and Aaron and I had talked a lot about how we want to support literacy in our community and other communities. And this was just a great idea to be able to work with prisoners. The prison library in Galesburg does not have a lot of books. Their books are really old. They're from like they inherited books from a library that closed down maybe 20, 30 years ago. And so they don't have a lot of reading. And we think literacy should happen everywhere, and everybody deserves the right to read and be literate.
Just to add to that is, you know, the fact that Illinois, we're facing severe budget cuts in so many areas, and one area in particular that has been drastically affected are libraries within prisons. And as Rebecca said, we both feel so passionately about literacy. And this was one way that we could definitely make sure that it was happening for those who would otherwise be reading outdated books, most definitely. So it was just something that happened in the course of a conversation. And Rebecca's really wonderful about saying, let's do it. Let's just do it. And that's what we did. We just did it. So
You mentioned a few minutes ago, while many of these are going to the library, there are also some children's books here.
Absolutely. The hope is that they will be able, we wanted to get this first wave sent out before the holidays so that prisoners who definitely do not have access to funds and often are really limited in terms of what they can provide their own children as gifts, we were hoping that those would be provided as gifts to their children, thus promoting literacy once again in a very tangible way.
Do you want to add anything to that?
I don't know if I do. That's the plan. When I talked to Trina, the librarian at Hill, she was saying that a lot of times their prisoners can't buy books for their kids at the prison commissary. So it costs a lot for them to go out and purchase books for their children, especially when they only earn around $10 a month. And so being able to give them books, she says she likes to put out books and have them be able to pick them up and give them to their kids when they see them for visits or those kinds of things. So being able to have books for their family is an important thing as well.
If someone has a bunch of books that they might want to donate to this cause, how would they go about doing that?
They can email me. Rebecca J. Buchanan at gmail.com, and that's RebeccaHJBuchanan at gmail.com.
They can also find us on Facebook, good old Facebook, and they can private message us there. We are so happy to come to their house or whatever location that's fitting. If they need boxes, we will box them up. We will haul them away. We will take care of it. Go ahead, Rebecca.
I was going to say, in particular, she says that the prisoners are a younger group. They're very interested in any like new fiction, any hot authors, detective, crime, mystery, science fiction. And she's also interested in recent textbooks, so recent math books, psychology books. And they really, really also are in need of a recent encyclopedia set for the prisoners and for the inmates to look through. So I'm trying to think if there's any other books that she suggested, but science fiction, mm-hmm. mystery, detective, thriller, anything sort of recent and modern.
How did you end up with 34 boxes of books in your house?
Well, how do we exactly end up? We ended up with a lot of them came from the Friends of the Library. So we were put in contact with
Becky Parker.
Thank you. I'm
blame. Becky Parker.
And Becky Parker was like, we have tons of books. The state of Illinois prison systems, Galesburg Prison takes hardcover books, which is, and a lot of prisons in the state of Illinois do, which is not always the case in every state. So she said, we have tons of books. They're labeled. So she gave us a number of fiction, science fiction, mystery books that the Friends of the Library have that they are giving away, that they have and that they wanted to go to a good home. So we got those, a lot of them from the Friends of the Library, and then just other people donating, calling us both saying, I have a box of books to drop off, or I have some books I want to get rid of. So we've gotten a great deal of books from people that we know, people in the community and the library.
How do you think the prisoners benefit from this?
Well, I think it allows them to have access to literature, to be able to read, to be able to experience things that they probably wouldn't get experience if they weren't able to read. Reading opens up doors. It opens up sort of new worlds to people. And it also allows them to sort of better themselves through literature and through literacy.
Yeah, just to add to that, as an educator and as a parent, one thing that I really find to be important about reading is that, and studies are showing this now too, is that it also deepens empathy. And so the understanding of how, of others' experiences, and as Rebecca said, widening your world. I tell my students all of the time that fiction acts as a time machine. It allows us to go to different times that we would not otherwise experience, different parts of the world, different cultures. And it is the only opportunity we have to also understand what someone else is feeling, what someone else is even thinking through the power of words. And so I think that, as Rebecca said earlier, that it must be afforded to everyone. We are lucky enough to have a wonderful public library. We have a wonderful campus library system as well. But it must be available to everyone.
Do you have any data, any research, any reason to believe that a program like this could help reduce recidivism?
There is. Off the top of my head, I don't. But there's tons of data. If you go to the 3Rs Project website, there's information on there about reading and recidivism, and in the state of Illinois as well as nationally. Mm-hmm. But off the top, I'd have to go look it up.
I'd totally be willing to send you the link to the study on empathy to connected to reading and.
And I guess I can find this. I can find their website just with a search.
The 3Rs Project. Yeah.
All right. What else do you think people should know about this?
Donate.
I was just going to say, we'll take.
I just think about. Recently we were just doing a huge spring cleaning. Not so recently, but the question was, what do we do with these books? And in our household, we love books. It's hard sometimes for us to part with books. But if you have books that you know that you're not going to read anytime soon, or books that you have read and you're done with, but you don't know what to do with them, call us or email us and we will pick them up. And you will be doing something really marvelous in the meantime, too.